You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Any of them savvy English?
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
I can see things no one else can see.
Weasley, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything.
It's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke, that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China. So let's get started, and welcome to It's All in the Reflexes.
Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
I can help you. I'm going to be talking about 5 minutes of Big Trouble in Little China on this episode, focusing on the scenes and looking into pausing it actually every now and again and seeing what's going on in the background. If you ever get a chance to do that, it is well worth doing it for this movie. I don't think you can say that about a lot of movies. And there is no weak parts in this movie or scenes where you can go, oh, I'm just going to go to the toilet break now to leave it running. And it is just perfect. So I'm going to go through between 42 minutes and 30 seconds to 47 minutes and 30 seconds. Jack Burton and Wang Chi have been caught by David Lopan, and they're in the wheelchairs in the room with the golden statues. David Lopan is old. He sees that Margot, Eddie, and Gracie on the monitor. These are friends of yours. This really pisses me off to no end. So from there until we see Jack Burton in the wheelchair flying down the corridor and just managed to save himself from the well, and he comes back up and they swap weapons, and then thunder crashes out of the room, and that's where I'm stopping it at 47 minutes and 30 seconds. That's what I'm going to be talking about on this episode. Jack Burton and Wang Chi have been caught by David Lopan, and they're now in a room filled with these golden statues and being tied to wheelchairs. Lopan is old Lopan, old man Lopan, is trying to get some information about Mao Ying. So they're not giving him anything. And he then sees on the monitor that Margot, Eddie, and Gracie are at the front desk and trying to come in. And this really gets him angry, and he sort of storms off. We cut to the front of the Wing Kong Trading Company, and Gracie, Margot, and Eddie are trying to talk their way in to come and rescue Jack and Wang. And they're Gracie's talking really fast and trying to tell them that Margot is a reporter and can cause them real problems if they don't give them a tour. Now, Margot here is looking for a bag. I don't know why. We're not sure why she's looking through her handbag, but she's going all the way through it, maybe trying to find that she's a press pass or that she's a reporter or maybe even a tape recorder. The security guard just looks at them and says, no visitors. It doesn't make the policy around here, but then Eddie comes in, tries to smooth talk him. Come on, man, let's give him a tour. What's it going to hurt? And then we just hear laughter. We don't seem to know where the laughter's coming from, just behind them. And we cut to Thunder. He is smoking a cigar, and he's dressed in this amazing suit. And he just says, I can help you. He doesn't get to say much in this movie. John Carpenter said he looks amazing, but he just had a very soft voice, not very menacing. But Carter Wong plays Thunder. And if you're on Instagram, he's just started an Instagram page. I believe it's him, but it's at master_Carter_Wong. And he's started following me as well, so that's cool. I really do hope it's the real guy. He has posted some videos, so I think it is. So then we cut to a long corridor on a steep ramp going up to a door. And there's a big metal red door, and one of the Wing Kong hatchet men is just standing outside. We cut down and we see that now that Jack and Wang are still in the wheelchairs, blindfolded, and they're being pushed up this slope by two Wing Kong hatchet men. And they're really selling, if you look at these actors, they're really selling that it's a really steep ramp slope. But in real life, This is just what they call forced perspective. It is flat. So it's just made to look like it's a slope, but it's just flat. So this really funny bit when the Wing Kong hatchet man that was standing outside the room, he opens the door to let them in, to let these other hatchet men push Jack and Wang inside, and then he just leaves. He doesn't close the door. He just opens the door, doesn't go back to his post. He just walks away. So the other two Wing Kong men come out, and the last one locks him in and then just leave. We then cut inside the room, and the wheelchairs are now facing each other. And there's metal walls and a few, not windows, sort of a small little windows at the bottom of the floor with the bars on them. And there's like skeletons on the wall. In this shot, you see about 5 skeletons, and they've got clothes, rags, and they've been there a while. And Jack starts to rock on the wheelchair, side to side. He flips the wheelchair over and drops to the floor. Wang Chi asks, "Are you okay, Jack?" "Yeah." So Jack manages to take his blindfold off and starts looking around the room and tells Wang where they are. "We're in a room, no windows, few skeletons." Wang wants to know where the light's coming from. Jack just says, "The floor." Now, Jack managed to break his foot from the wheelchair and pull up his boot, where they're still hiding a knife inside his boot. So they weren't searched very well by the Wing Kong hatchet men. We then cut back to Eddie, Margot, Gracie and Thunder getting inside a lift, an elevator. Thunder is still smoking his cigar and he pulls down the shutter. And then we cut to a few seconds later where Thunder is now telling them about the Wing Kong. But he's now speaking in Chinese and Eddie has to translate. Now on the subtitles here, in brackets, it has the word hissing. Make it sound like there is a gas being pumped into the lift. But I believe it's coming from Thunder's cigar. That's the smoke that's coming from that knocks them out. And it doesn't affect Thunder. So he keeps going on about their plans for the future for the Wing Kong Trading Company. Next year, we'll start importing a lot of strange things from Peking. Which I don't quite know what that means. But it's going to bring some strange things from Peking. Margot wants to know what kind of strange things. And you can start seeing that the gas is having effect on them. And Gracie asks, "Now, are we going up or down?" Feels like down. Which of course it's down. I mean, you get into an elevator and you're going down. Gracie passes out. Thunder opens the lift and it's filled with smoke. And we see that Margot, Eddie and Gracie are on the floor. But Thunder walks out and there are 4 female Wing Kong. And he says something in Chinese to them. So they're just waiting outside the lift for him. And they rush in, and this is when Thunder just throws the cigar away. So I think it must be coming from the cigar. Makes more sense to me, but the people that did the subtitles make you think it's coming from gas is being pumped in. So then Thunder goes back into the lift, and the Wing Kong females are picking up Gracie and Margot. So they take them off later. We see them in like cages with the other women, and we don't see it, but this must be when Thunder picks up Eddie, which we see later. So we cut back to the room with Jack and Wang. Jack is cutting the rope off Wang's arm, sending him free. And Wang wants to try and figure out where they are. So no one seems to know where they are in Lopan's lair. He goes, "I think we come up. First we went down, but now they brought us up." Jack is just hitting the wall with his knife, making almost like making a sound, like a drumming sound, like ding, ding, ding. And then he just finishes off by tapping one of the skeletons on the head. As always, makes me laugh. He's sort of drumming, trying to test the thickness of the walls, and he's making this sort of drumming noise. And he's the last sort of the symbol would be the skeleton head. You know, it's 2-3 thick, I bet, and welded shut and covered with brick by now. Wang's not giving up, but you know, Jack's like, "Okay, let's just chew our way out here." Jack's starting to lose it here. He can't see a way out. He's also not sure what's going on. He thought David Lopan was, you know, he thought David Lopan was this one thing. And then he finds out he's his old man. He doesn't quite believe the story. And but Wang Chi's kind of upbeat. He's like, "No, David Lopan has plans for us, or we'll be dead as doornails right now." Jack wants to know which Lopan. Little basket case on wheels, or the 10-foot tall roadblock. We find out here that Wang knows a lot more than he's telling Jack, and Jack's figured that out. Wang tells him it's one of the same person. You know something you're not telling me. And it's like, myths and legends. So they start to go down to the floor, and Wang says, I don't want to insult you. No, go ahead, insult. And they kind of say, it's all about all sort of scary things. It's like an ancient army of the dead. So there has, I think it must be like Lo Pan and her, sort of an ancient army of the dead. And something about the spirit city and monkey sacrifices. And the first sovereign emperor of China, which is the person that cursed Lo Pan. And I have said this before, but there is a film called The First Sovereign Emperor of China, like a documentary film. And he is played by James Pax, who is plays Lightning in Big Trouble in Little China. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm trying to find it. But it's worth checking out if you can find it. The First Sovereign of China. Wang describes him as a mad monarch who federated our seven warring states and defeated Lo Pan. So it must have been like the states were at war and the first emperor defeated Lo Pan and didn't just want to kill him, but imposed upon him that horrible curse of no flesh. We get a date here in 272 BC. Jack is confused. Wang tells him that a lot of Chinese people hear these things when they were kids, and when they grow up, they tried and pretend not to believe them. It's like a lot of stories. Jack's like, no horseshit, Wang. No horseshit, Jack. He's Chinese and he doesn't believe it. So it's all about sort of sorcery and the Chinese black magic. They hear someone come in. They just hear footsteps. So they quickly jump back up into the wheelchairs. And they're just waiting there to the door to open. And they're sort of getting ready to see who comes in. And then Jack just remembers that they're not wearing the blindfolds. So it's like, quick, blindfolds. And they quickly put the Mac on. The door opens and we now see Thunder is carrying Eddie on his back and just hangs him on the wall next to the other skeletons. Jack and Wang kind of signal each other. So this is when Jack jumps on Thunder to try and on his back, but just Thunder just pushes him away. He then grabs Wang by the throat and just lifts him off the ground. Jack is back and he's going to have a try this again. So he jumps right onto Thunder's back and gets a good hold and has the knife to his throat. Now let's try that again. Don't make me kill you, tough guy. So Wang helps Eddie. He just wakes up now. And they're trying to get out of the room. So they're sort of like, come on, Jack. But Jack's not sure how he can get off Thunder. You know, he's holding the knife around him. But if he starts to let go, Thunder's just going to throw him across the room again. So he's not sure how to get off of him. So it's like, how? And we see that there's a wheelchair sort of positioned behind Jack in front of the door. And then what happens is Thunder starts to make himself really big. So it's like he can almost start to expand his chest and all his muscles and get really big. And then like we see Jack's like confused. And I think one of the buttons of Thunder's shirt flies off across the room. And Jack is thrown into the wheelchair and starts to roll out of the room down the slope. So Wang and Eddie close the door and lock Thunder inside. Jack is flying down this corridor in the wheelchair. Like I said before, this is not a slope. This is actually just a flat ground. So he's just being pulled across the floor at high speed. You can kind of see the lines. They've made the lines on the floor look like gaps in the tiles on the floor, you know, but you can definitely see sort of a line right down the middle, and he's just being pulled back really fast. And Kurt Russell did this, and John Carpenter does say that it's always a bit nerve-wracking when you do put like one of your actors in one of these sort of high-speed contraptions that kind of have to speed, you know, sometimes things do go wrong. So Jack is flying back, and then there's two Wing Con jump out, and Jack knocks them out of the way. And now let's talk about this well. So if you've watched the scene, it must be really dangerous, and Lo Pan and the other Wing Con are very health and safety because they don't want people to fall down it. So they have this small, I would call it a road barrier, that some of you would block something from going down. If you're blocking off a road, but it may be also like you're cleaning a room. It has like this white barrier in front of the door to this well. So they must use this well, and they've built the room around it. But they don't want you to go in there. It's not like there's a door on it. There's just this sort of barrier to stop you from accidentally falling down this well. So Jack manages to stop himself, and he just kind of, by grabbing the wheels. So I don't understand how that works, but it works. He's Jack Burton, he's a superhero, and he can grab the wheels. That makes him stop. So Kurt Russell plays this so well. He's just the look in his face. They do a look when he looks down and see how deep he is, and he just goes, holy shit, and you can see it in his eyes. So he uses all his strength to pull himself back up and then slowly moves forward. I always thought he's out of danger now. Once he's pulled himself up out of the well and you're up onto sort of stable ground, I feel like he could just roll away, but it kind of becomes this big thing when he has to sort of slowly move himself forward and then throw back the wheelchair behind him. But it works, it's so funny. Then Jack rejoins Eddie and Wang. They've come down the slope and they are taking weapons from the Wincon that Jack knocked out as they come down. And Eddie is telling them that they are all in. He goes, we're all in. Me, Gracie, Margot, Uncle Chu are in the bus outside, ready to get us out. So Jack is putting his knife away, and I think this is a really funny scene. So if you look in the background, Eddie has a shotgun. And he loves it. He's checking out the shotgun. It's like the best thing. He's holding it in different poses. He's checking it out. And Wang is just holding two guns. He's holding a machine gun and a little handgun. And he just gives a gun to Jack. Jack sees the smallest gun ever. And he just goes quickly. He says, Trager. And Wang's like, I don't think Wang knows what he's doing. He's like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then he looks at the gun that he's finally got out of the free room. It's the smallest handgun ever. So Wang looks at it and then just grabs Eddie's shotgun and hands him the gun. And Eddie's not happy. Jack wants to get out of there before the Wincon wake up. So the Wincon they've knocked out are going to wake up soon. So they don't try and kill them, which is good, or throw them down the well, which is they just want to get out there before they wake up. So somehow Eddie knows which way to go. Down there, I think. So maybe he was not as knocked out when Thunder was walking up. So then they run off, and we cut back to the door from the room with the skeletons, and it bursts open, and we see Thunder is there, and he has escaped. He's used his powers to knock open the door. And that is 47 minutes and about 30 seconds. So there's not much on the commentary that they talk about here with John Carpenter and Kurt Russell over this section. It's what parts I have talked about in the past or how they're making it. And they do talk about that wheelchair scene. But they also, John Carpenter does say that the film cost $20 million to make at the time. And they kind of joke about, do you think it's made its money back? And they both kind of say that they haven't received any money from it, so there's no sort of royalties, or which I'm quite surprised about, because it must have made a lot of money on video and it's always on television. If you want to contact me, email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It'll be great to hear from you. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio @biggertroubleinlittlechina. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind-the-scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out, patreon.com/biggertrouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram, or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It'll be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes.